It has been my genuine pleasure to play here at the Postscript. This is, in a way, a dream come true, because I used to listen to a lot of songs. I listened to a lot of songs that were recorded here, fast folk music and stuff like that. And this has been it's been my genuine honor. So I'm gonna finish up with this song about girlfriends and whatnot. I should tell you that you should buy stuff there from the Postscript. They got I don't know, I can't read it, but trust me, it's
beer and brownies.
You can't go wrong. Breakfast of champions, right there for you. The brownies smelled real good, and I assume the beer smells great. And actually, Adrian smells good. It's all Heather smells. It's not it. If you smell an unpleasant odor, I'll be gone soon. Really, is the only thing you could account that to. I do have a mailing list and CDs and crap. We got candy. You get free candy if you. Boy, the 15-year-old girls were crazy about that. You get free candy if you sign the mailing list. There's temporary tattoos. You can have one like mine. Comes off in 3 years, they told me. But yours will come off. So anyway. And each and every one of you is entitled to a free dork card tonight. And on your dork card, since I'm a dork and now you are too, it's like anthrax. I've given you dork spores. So you're entitled to a dork card. You get a little stamp, and you start to get free shit just for coming to the shows. That's all. Here it's just a cute little coin purse, and you do it this way. I'm kind of a sick, disgusting pig. And there's a coin purse, and now I'm sort of a sick, disgusting. I have tokens in mind, but they're not your kind of tokens. They don't have holes in the middle of them. Sorry to say. My city's transportation system is much more expensive, and on top of that, doesn't really get you where you want to go. So I can't wait to get back there. Anyway, this song is about a girl with a job who could possibly drive me around in a limousine. It's called Cubicle Girl, and if you have an older sister or something and want to put her on the mailing list, put a little CG next to her name. Next thing you know, you can come home for holidays, and I'll be on your couch going, "Hey, Natasha, you're out of Cheerios." So anyway, that could be your future. It's been my genuine pleasure. So like I said, you should buy stuff at the Postscript. There's also some sort of tipping system for me that I'm unclear on, but which is the way they like it. don't leave here with any money, because it's dangerous out there. With the prices your parents are paying for this education, you should leave all your money here at the Postscript. It's a freaking bargain to come here, I'm guessing. Beautiful campus like this, tucked away, security everywhere. I gotta assume that it's like, what, 20 bucks a semester? Good. It was so nice walking around here. I asked somebody, a random student, I was like, "Hey, you!" And I said, "Is it very difficult to get in here?" And I'm glad that this is a prestigious school. It was so beautiful. I would have been really pissed off if I found out that they just let anybody in and I didn't come here. But it was difficult, so now I know I wouldn't have gotten in anyway. So I feel good about that. Anyway, this here's my last song. My name's been Adam Brodsky, and suppose it still will be. Till my witness relocation paperwork goes through. They changed my name to Aaron Brodsky. That's hardly worth it. They gave me a hat. Here, put this on. No one will know. Anyway, so thank you very much for listening. This here's a song.